If you get time today, by the way, can you read Roger Partridge's piece? It's called Three Strikes Against David Parker's RMA Reforms. He's the head of the New Zealand Initiative. Three extraordinary interventions during March point to the reforms' inevitable demise. The first is from the Chief Justice, who took the highly unusual step of publicly warning in a submission that Parker's reforms would disrupt the courts. She cautioned extensive litigation would follow the reforms and overburden the courts. Very unusual for the justice system to intervene in this way as they did. Submitters before the Environment Select Committee repeatedly pointed to the vague language, the lack of coherence, the unworkability of Parker's Resource Management Act reform proposals. Strike two came from Simon Upton, who's the Environment Commissioner. He knows a bit about government. He's been in government, of course, in the Bulger Shipley years. His submission to the Select Committee said the reforms are so flawed, the environment might be better off if they were scrapped. Eugenie Sage, the Green MP, she delivered strike three, according to Roger. Wanted Parker's reform proposal sent back for more public consultation. So just what's wrong? He lines it up beautifully. He says this: multiple conflicting objectives with no mechanism for evaluating costs and benefits to resolve trade-offs. Largely disregard property rights, so will have a chilling effect on investment. They presume that planners know best and will be able to predict society's complex and diverse future needs. They'll undermine local democracy by conferring planning decision-making powers on new regional entities. Worst of all, they introduce a Pandora's box of new amorphous concepts. A generation or two of lawyers will get rich litigating the meaning of the RMA's core concept of sustainable development. No wonder submitters have warned that Parker's new laws will be worse than the RMA he wants to repeal. That, says Roger, is some achievement. He works you through the fine detail. This is 900 pages of complete and utter shambles, and seemingly, from all I'm reading, everyone bar Parker says so. 9 to 9.
News Talk ZB Auckland.